Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 21st, 2006. Five killed and more than seven injured in the Gaza Strip. Five residents, including two university students, are taken prisoner near the West Bank city of Nablus. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In separate Israeli attacks on both the northern and the southern parts of the Gaza Strip early Thursday, five Palestinians have been killed, two of whom bled to death in Rafah when Israeli forces prevented ambulances from reaching them. The remaining three were killed by a missile shot from an unmanned Israeli, quote, drone aircraft, a type of weapon that is programmed to fire at, quote, anything that moves. Mohammed Abu Mu'ammar was killed Thursday during an ongoing Israeli offensive in the northern areas of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, raising Thursday's death toll to five in the Gaza Strip, according to Dr. Ali Musa, the director of Rafah Hospital. Mu'ammar died from bleeding to death after the Israeli army prevented ambulances from evacuating the injured by open firing at the ambulances. Dr. Musa also said that Abu Mu'ammar was wounded in his right leg and that some of the injured suffered severe burns, indicating possible use of illegal weapons. Earlier today in Rafah, 45-year-old Itamad Mu'ammar, no relation to Mohammed, died of wounds she sustained late Wednesday night when Israeli army troops stormed northern Rafah. During the invasion, seven were injured, five of them from her family. Dr. Ali Musa noted that Itamad Mu'ammar suffered from severe loss of blood before she was able to reach the hospital, also due to the Israeli forces preventing an ambulance from reaching her. Medical sources said that Mu'ammar died after being hit with several live rounds in the head and chest. She was injured along with seven others, two of whom are now in critical condition in the hospital. The invasion started when several Israeli armored vehicles stormed the area, apparently in an attempt to seize a member of the Islamic Jihad. Special army units kidnapped Salah Bahloul, the wanted man, after ambushing him. Troops also took six other residents, including five from the same family. Also Thursday morning, three residents were killed after an Israeli drone fired several missiles at a group of residents in Jabalia town north of the Gaza Strip. Medical sources said the three were Zidane Abu Rashid, 17, Ali Dahroj, 17, and Sami Dahroj, 19. The sources added that the three bodies were severely mutilated and it was very difficult to identify them. The three bodies were moved to Kamal Adwan Hospital near Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. Israeli troops took prisoner five residents on Thursday in two separate incidents in the Nablus area in the northern part of the West Bank. Three of the detainees, including two brothers, are students at En-Najah University in Nablus. Two other residents were taken prisoner in two separate invasions. Three residents from Dura town near Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank were taken prisoner at the military checkpoint near Nablus. They were identified as Nefeth and Mohammed Ahmed Al-Faqih, 23 and 21, and Yusuf Ahmed Ayed Al-Faqih, 20. They were stopped at a military checkpoint near Huwara town adjacent to Nablus while heading back home to their town near Hebron. They were moved to an unknown destination. In Karma village south of Dura, soldiers abducted resident Wa'il Othman Awawda, 23, during a military invasion earlier on Wednesday at dawn. In Sarif town, northwest of Hebron, soldiers abducted resident Ahmed Abu Khadr, 23, after breaking into his home and searching it. Soldiers also broke into and searched dozens of homes in the town and interrogated several residents, local sources reported. Also on Thursday morning, Israeli troops backed by 20 military vehicles and jeeps invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem, surrounded one home and arrested two residents, Palestinian sources in the city reported. Troops invaded the city from several directions as soldiers advanced into the city from the area of Rachel's Tomb, Beit Jala City, from Al Ubayat area, Wadi Mali area, Asaf Street, Wad Shaheen, and advanced towards Manger Square. Soldiers surrounded a house near Manger Square and used loudspeakers to call the residents out. Two of the residents, identified as Hamza Hassa Ubayat, 19, and his brother-in-law Ahmed Awad As-Sabah, 26, were taken prisoner. An Israeli army spokesperson said that the two abducted residents are members of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah movement, and has been on Israel's, quote, wanted list for 2 years. In a related event, dozens of youth hurled stones and empty bottles at the invading forces in Bethlehem. Soldiers fired gas bombs and rubber-coated bullets in return. No injuries were reported. Meanwhile, undercover Israeli army units stormed a farm near the village of Abu Daif, east of the West Bank city of Jenin, and took 3 prisoners on Thursday morning. Eyewitnesses reported that a group of masked men entered the farm in a white car, pointed guns at 3 civilians who worked there, then forced them into the car and left. An Israeli military force invaded the city of Tubas in the northern part of the West Bank and injured a number of civilians Thursday at noon. Local sources reported that troops backed by 5 army jeeps invaded the city, deployed in the city center, and fired rounds of live ammunition and gas bombs at residents, causing some injuries among civilians due to gas inhalation. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.